Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 17, Ecstatic Love. By the process of executing regulated devotional service, one is actually elevated onto the transcendental stage, which is beyond the material modes of nature. And at that time, one's heart becomes illuminated like the sun. The sun is far above the planetary systems, and there is no possibility of its being covered by any kind of cloud. Similarly, when a devotee is purified, like the sun, from his or her pure heart, there is a diffusion of ecstatic love, which is more glorious than the sunshine. And only at that time is the attachment to Krishna perfect. Spontaneously, the devotee becomes eager to serve the Lord in one's ecstatic love. And at this stage, the devotee is on the platform of Uttama Adhikari, perfect devotion. Such a devotee has no agitation from material affections and is interested only in the service of Radha and Krishna. And just to clarify, in the previous chapters, the symptoms of devotional service were explained along with instructions as to how we may execute devotional service with our present senses and gradually rise to the platform of ecstasy in spontaneous love. And the two kinds of devotional service, namely, devotional service through regulative principles and through spontaneous love, were both discussed. Within the stage of regulative principles of devotional service, there are two divisions, executive and effective. This effective portion of devotional service is called bhava or ecstasy. And in this connection, there is a statement in the tantras that ecstasy is the first symptom of pure love for the personality of Godhead. And in that stage, one is sometimes found shedding tears or shivering. Not always are those symptoms manifest, but occasionally. When King Ambarish was put into difficulty by Durvasa Muni, Ambarish began to think of the lotus feet of the Lord, and thus there were some changes in his body, and tears were falling from his eyes. These symptoms are activities of ecstasy, and they are visible in the shivering of the body and the shedding of tears. And after the outward appearance of these ecstatic symptoms, they stay within the mind, and continuation of the ecstasy is called samadhi. This stage of appreciation becomes the cause of future exchanges of loving affairs with Krishna. Elevation to this stage of ecstasy can be possible in two ways. One way is by constant association with pure devotees, and the other way is by special mercy of Krishna or by the mercy of a pure devotee of Krishna. Elevation to the ecstatic stage of life is generally attained through association with pure devotees, while elevation to that stage by the special mercy of Krishna or his pure devotee is very rare. The purport is that one should execute devotional service rigidly in the association of devotees so that there will be certainty in raising oneself to the ecstatic position. In special cases, of course, there is special favor from Krishna. And although we should always expect that, we should not sit idly and simply wait for Krishna's special mercy. The regular duties must be performed. It is just as when sometimes it is found that a person who never attended school or college may be recognized as a great scholar, or an honorary degree from great universities may be offered to one. But this does not mean that one should avoid school and expect to automatically receive an honorary degree from some university. And so, similarly, One should devoutly execute the regulative principles of devotional service and at the same time hope for Krishna's favor or for his devotee's favor. An example of rising to the stage of ecstatic love by executing the regulative principles of devotional service is given in the life story of Narada Muni, which is described to Vyasadeva in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. There, Narada tells of his previous life and how he developed to the stage of ecstatic love. Narada was engaged in the service of great devotees, and he used to hear their talks and songs. And because Narada had the opportunity to hear these pastimes and songs of Krishna from the mouths of pure devotees, Narada became very attracted within his heart. Because Narada had become so eager to hear these topics, he gradually developed within himself an ecstatic love for Krishna. This ecstatic love is prior to the pure love of Krishna, because in the next verse, Narada confirms that by the gradual process of hearing from the great sages, Narada developed love of Godhead. In this connection, Narada continues to say in the first canto, fifth chapter, verse 28 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Itam sharat pravrishika ritu harer vishrinbato me nusavang yasho malam sankirtyamanam munibir mahatmavir bhakti pravittatma rajastamopaha. First, I passed my days in the association of great sages during the rainy autumn season. Every morning and evening, I heard them while they were singing and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and thus my heart gradually became purified. And as soon as I heard them with great attention, the influence of the modes of material ignorance and passion thus disappeared, and I became firmly fixed in devotional service to the Lord. So these are practical examples of how one can develop to the stage of ecstatic love simply by the association of pure devotees. It is essential, therefore, that one constantly associate with pure devotees who are engaged morning and evening in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And in this way, one will get the chance to purify his or her heart and develop this ecstatic pure love for Krishna. This statement is also confirmed in the third canto, 25th chapter, verse 25 of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Lord Kapila says, Satang prasangan mama virya sangvido bhavanti ritkarna rasayana kata taj joshanad ashu apavarga vartmani Sradha Ratir Bhaktir Anukramishyati. My dear Mother Devahuti, when a person is actually in association with pure devotees, the sublime potency of my devotional service can actually be experienced. In other words, when a pure devotee speaks, his words act upon the hearts of the audience. What is the secret of hearing and chanting? For a professional speaker cannot impress transcendental ecstasy within the hearts of the listeners. However, when a realized soul who is engaged in the service of the Lord is speaking, he or she has the potency to inject spiritual life within the audience. One should, therefore, seek the association of such pure, unalloyed devotees. And by such association and service, a neophyte devotee will certainly develop attachment, love, and devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Padma Purana, there is the story of a neophyte devotee who, in order to raise herself to the ecstatic platform, danced all night just to invoke the Lord's grace upon her. However, sometimes it is found that even without undergoing any devotional process, one all of a sudden develops devotion for Lord Krishna. But this sudden development of the devotional attitude in a person must be understood as special mercy of Krishna or by his devotee. This apparently accidental development of ecstatic feelings through the causeless mercy of Krishna can be divided into three groups, simply by speaking, simply by glancing, and simply by good wishes. In the Naradiya Purana, there is a statement about development of ecstatic love simply by speaking. There, Lord Krishna says to Narada, "O best of the Brahmanas, I wish that you may develop unalloyed devotional service to me, which is full of transcendental bliss and all auspiciousness." In the Skanda Purana, there is a statement about developing ecstatic love towards Krishna simply by glancing. When the inhabitants of Jangala province saw the personality of Godhead Krishna, they were so stricken with feeling that they could not withdraw their glance from him. And as far as heartfelt wishes are concerned, there is a statement in the Shuka Samhita where Narada tells Srila Vyasadeva, "You have a son who is the greatest devotee of the personality of Godhead. And I can observe that without following any of the regulative principles of devotional service, Shukadeva is already enriched with many of the symptoms which are achieved by the execution of devotional service after many, many births." As for ecstatic love of Krishna, there is a statement in the 7th canto, 4th chapter, verse 36 of Srimad Bhagavatam, in which Narada addresses King Yudhisthira, "Gunair alam asankye yair mahatmyam tasya suchyate vasudeve bhagavati yasya naisargike rati." O my dear king, it is very difficult to describe the character of Prahlad. He developed a natural attraction for Krishna, and whatever I can explain about his character will simply be an arrangement of words. Prahlad's actual character is impossible to describe. So this means that Narada himself admitted that the natural development of Prahlad's ecstatic love was by the grace of Lord Krishna. This natural attraction for Krishna on the part of Prahlad was developed simply by the mercy of Narada. For when Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb of his mother, she was being sympathetically instructed by Narada about the science of devotional service. And at the same time, Narada was wishing that the child within her womb could also take advantage of his instructions. Because Narada, who is an authorized devotee and great associate of the personality of Godhead, was desiring auspiciousness for Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad developed all the characteristics of a high-grade devotee. So this is called natural attraction, and it is caused by the special grace of the personality of Godhead, or in this case, by the special grace of a great devotee like Narada Muni. In the Skanda Purana, there is a statement wherein Parvata Muni tells Narada, "O my dear Narada, of all saintly persons, you are so great and glorious that simply by your good wishes, a low-born hunter has also become a great elevated devotee of Lord Krishna." This ecstatic love for Krishna can be divided into five divisions, which will be described by Srila Rupa Goswami later on in this book. Thus ends chapter 17 of Nectar of Devotion, entitled Ecstatic Love, recorded on January 29 in the year 2021 by Narantara Das. All glories to the author A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Tat Sat.